This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, why school funding isn't always distributed equally. A new report shows that a serious gulf still exists between the funding for historically black colleges and universities and flagship state universities. Ashley Williams is with the Nonprofit Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, a new report shows that Texas invests nearly $2,500 more per student at flagship universities than at historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. Why is that?
In this report, I studied two public HBCUs, Prairie View A&M University and Texas Southern University, and two public flagship universities, University of Texas at Austin and Texas A&M University. And just as you said, I found that it's about $2,500 less per student at the HBCUs that were studied. The report, moreover, highlights that the public HBCUs studied serve incredibly diverse populations and student bodies with significantly higher levels of financial need. I also found that the HBCUs studied invested much greater percentages of their total funds in student services and scholarships. So while these HBCUs are doing a lot to serve diverse populations and are investing in students, they're not getting the support they need.
What would you think is the primary reason for this gulf? Why are historically black colleges and universities receiving less funding per student?
Well, it's important to note that the Texas higher education system as a whole is underfunded, right? For many years, but especially since 2001, state lawmakers have been slowly investing less and less in higher education as a whole. And we've seen a systemic shift in the funding of higher education from the state onto the backs of Texas students and families. But why certain institutions receive less funding than others is not fully explained, but it is important going forward that our lawmakers make targeted investments in institutions that are doing great work for students from historically underrepresented backgrounds.
Now, where exactly is that $2,500 investment going? What does it cover? Is it like earmarked for tuition and fees, you know, things like research or school infrastructure?
Yes, it's covering all of those types of funds, infrastructure, academic instruction, all of the full costs of supporting a student's education in higher education.
How does attending an underfunded school trickle down to the students, especially low-income students?
HBCUs, particularly studied here, do an amazing job serving diverse populations of student bodies. And as is mentioned in this report, these student bodies have significantly higher levels of financial need. So without equitable levels of financial support, receiving $2,500 less per student, there's less money for books, for housing, for support for transportation for students. And ultimately, students aren't able or given the same level of resources to have the same level of success that is given at other schools.
Why isn't there just a set dollar amount per student at every school, regardless of a location?
In some ways, that's what the formulas intend to do, but there are a lot of intricacies that go into how dollar funding is awarded to a student at an institution. So, I mean, there are things that legislators can do going forward that can simplify funding and get targeted support to institutions that need funding.
In your opinion, what kind of message does it send to students and staff at HBCUs when they're funded at a lower level than flagship state universities?
I think the bottom line is that HBCUs are doing an amazing job serving students from diverse populations and historically underrepresented backgrounds. They're investing directly in students and at higher rates, as this report showed, than the flagship studied. But when they're not given the same level of support, it shows that there needs to be more investment in these great institutions.
Ashley Williams is with the Nonprofit Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.